Last year, top-ranked Geir Helgemo received a one-year suspension from his sport. Bridge, a kind of card game for four players in two teams. Helgemo tested positive for banned substances that are more commonly used in active sports like cycling, weightlifting, and martial arts. In fact, Helgemo had one of the same drugs in his body that Lance Armstrong used to cheat at the Tour de France. But many observers saw Armstrong's case as a good example of how the fight against doping in sports can work. In contrast, Helgemo's suspension has drawn criticism. Critics say the suspension is evidence that anti-doping rules should not be used the same way across sports. Even though bridge is a card game, the International Olympic Committee recognizes it as a sport. Officials from bridge's governing body, the World Bridge Federation, even hope to see bridge played in the Olympics one day. As a result, they follow the Olympic Committee rules for other sports. These rules include testing top players for drugs that are banned by the World Anti-Doping Agency, or WADA. Helgemo's test took place last September at a World Bridge Series tournament in the U.S. city of Orlando, Florida. He tested positive for testosterone and clomiphene. Testosterone makes muscles bigger, and clomiphene is usually used to help women get pregnant. Both are banned substances under WADA rules. The World Bridge Federation says in its anti-doping handbook for players that those drugs are not expected to affect performance in bridge. Boya Brogeland agrees. Brogeland is a bridge professional who won two world championships with Helgemo. When asked about Helgemo's drug test, Brogeland said, "Nobody thinks he took this to get an edge at bridge." Helgemo's case has created a debate among bridge players and fans about whether bridge should be connected to the Olympics at all. Supporters note that the connection to the Olympics helps secure funding for bridge. The financial benefits are especially important at a time when young people are more interested in playing video games than cards. Critics question why bridge is agreeing to rules against drugs that do not make bridge players or the game better. The integrity of the game is lost because we are trying to get into the Olympics, player Boya Brogeland says. David Harris is the lawyer for the World Bridge Federation who argued against Helgemo. Harris noted that, as a top professional, Helgemo had been tested before. He added that Helgemo should have been aware of the anti-doping rules and should have been more careful. This was an unfortunate case, but it was a careless case in many ways, Harris said. This is a person who is earning a considerable amount of money out of playing bridge. Helgemo did not answer Associated Press requests to speak about his case himself. Lawyer David Harris said Helgemo is currently serving a 6-month prison sentence for tax offenses in Norway. The sentence is unconnected to his doping ban. I'm John Russell.